Good morning, and you're all very welcome. We just have, 10 more sleeps until Christmas, so I'm sure there's some excitement around your family, especially if you have kids. And very happy that everyone is here this morning. And this morning, as we continue our Advent series, we'll be looking at a couple of verses, and these are all familiar, obviously. We'll be looking at a couple of verses in Isaiah chapter 9, and a few more verses from Luke chapter 2, and the emphasis will be light and joy for this morning. Now, today is the birthday for two of my cousins, Joy and Natalie, and in the picture there you see Joy holding her baby brother Steve, and Natalie is sitting next to her. And obviously that's a few years ago. Joy's 3 years younger than I am, and Natalie is about 8 years younger. Natalie unfortunately passed away from stomach cancer in her mid-30s, leaving behind two small children. Joy always said that she liked Christmas because of all the songs written for her. And me, being the good, encouraging, and supportive cousin, disagreed wholeheartedly and said no, they didn't. But you have songs like Joy to the World, The Lord is Come, Let Earth Receive Her King, O Come All Ye Faithful, Joyful and Triumphant. While by the sheep we watch at night, glad tidings brought an angel bright. How great our joy, how great our joy, 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 joy. And of course, me being the cousin that, the irritating cousin, or actually she was more of the irritating cousin, was always saying joy, joy, joy. So, and then joyful, joyful, we adore thee. Now, the reason for the joy is that the songs anticipate the coming of Jesus, whether it was his first advent or looking forward to his second advent, his second coming, which is the theme for Joy to the World. Now, the definition of joy is the emotion when someone experiences great pleasure and happiness. But true joy, but to truly understand pleasure and happiness, one must know great hardship and sadness. That is the emphasis of today's Advent message. From sorrow to joy, from darkness to light. We are a people who experience the hardships of life until Christ leads us into the joy of his salvation. Let me read the first couple of verses of Isaiah 9, verses 2 and 3. The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light, and those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. In the text just read, where have the people been? They were in the darkness, but just not in the darkness, but dwelling in a land of deep darkness and walking in the dark. They're not just passing through a shadow. They're not just passing through a dark time that will pass them by, but they are so immersed in this darkness that they cannot escape on their own. The darkness described is not a physical darkness, but it is a spiritual darkness. They are living in such a dark spiritual state that all they experience is hopelessness and sorrow. And one of the Christian ministries that we as a church support is called Asia Link. And most of the work is throughout India, Southeast Asia, China, Eastern Russia. They work in some of the most remote places in the world. And one place that they work in is the Gobi Desert, the sixth largest desert in the world, encompassing over 500,000 square miles in North China and much of Mongolia. The name means a waterless place. Let me share a story set in this spiritually dark and spiritually dry place. It's a long way to Dalinsajad, especially if you travel by road. Having arrived in the nation's capital of Ulaanbaatar by air, our first ever History Makers team faced a day-long road trip to the south of the country. The road is one of the best in the country, but the team soon discovered that bar was set rather low. A quick stock up on water and snacks meant that we were prepared not only for the hot, dry climate of the Gobi Desert, but also for the questionable food offerings that we would encounter en route. We were told the goulash would be safe. It was not. The journey took us from Ulaanbaatar down through Tuv province, then Middle Gobi, and finally into the extreme desert region of South Gobi. Outside, the extraordinary landscape was uninterrupted for hours, except for the occasional horse. As we traveled further, the green grass faded into yellow sand, and the horses were gradually replaced by camels. Some were alive and well, but others had succumbed to the elements. However, we were not here for the landscape or the wildlife. Instead, we had made the journey to share the good news of Jesus with young children and their families. Having received winter kits, you know, those shoe boxes that we do, that we help, that are, you gather the supplies and put them in boxes and send them out around the world. Having received those last year, several dozen children were invited to a summer holiday Bible club held in a local church. The fellowship here is small, but they have a vision to reach this small, remote city. We were blessed to join them and play a small part. In the morning, the children arrived looking intrigued by our presence and unsure as to what was in store. However, a few games and songs put smiles on their faces before members of the team shared from the Bible, acted out stories, and led crafts which the children could take home to their parents. We returned the next day for more songs, stories, crafts, and fun, and we were able to present each child with a small gift bag of toys and treats. Each bag cost little more than a pound, but it meant everything to the children. One afternoon, we were able to visit the homes of these children, meeting their parents and siblings. In one family, the elderly husband had been rendered unable to work by an aggressive cancer. We were encouraged by his faith in Christ through this difficult ordeal, and it was a blessing to pray with him. In other homes, the families knew nothing of Christ, and there we were able to share that we had come to bless the children because we know a God who loves them. The light of the gospel breaks through the darkness. And this story in the Gobi Desert, this is just one example of how the light of Christ brings people from walking and dwelling in deep darkness to living in the great light of salvation of Jesus Christ. Notice that verse, that verse 3 that says, you have three times, or three times you is mentioned. Who is you? Well, it is Jesus. Jesus is the light that has broken the darkness. You, Jesus, have multiplied the nations. All people can experience salvation through Jesus Christ, not just Jews, but all peoples, including the people of very remote regions of the world, such as the Gobi Desert. You, Jesus, have increased its joy, joy unspeakable and full of glory, the joy that we experience and the joy of the people of the Gobi Desert experience is due to the joy that we all have in Jesus Christ. He is the one who provides the joy in our lives, the joy that was in those children's faces, the joy of that husband who had cancer and couldn't work. That's the joy. And they rejoice before you, Jesus, meaning they have excitement and joy in worshiping Jesus. The joy is in this verse is compared to the joy of the harvest and when the harvest is sold at market. For a farming culture, this is the best time of year because they reap all the benefits of their year of labor. But the joy that we have in Jesus Christ is greater because we gain all the benefits from the free gift of salvation. Imagine being a family in the Gobi Desert, never knowing about Jesus, living day to day, a nomadic lifestyle, moving from one place to the next, all the while living and dwelling in that spiritual darkness, until someone comes along to share the love of Jesus, living in a yurt, in the harshness of the environment, that doesn't change, but the eternal security of knowing that Jesus is the light of the world is the greatest reason to rejoice. Let's continue reading. Let's look at Luke. Luke 2. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." You know, in Isaiah, the people were walking and dwelling in darkness. Their lives were in a state of perpetual spiritual darkness. Here in Luke, where are the shepherds and the sheep as we read this chapter? They are in darkness. Now, maybe I'm reading too much into symbolism or creating symbolism where it wasn't needed, but you can think that while it was dark in the middle of the night physically, the people of Judea were also in a spiritually dark place. The last revelation from God had been 500 years earlier. The people were in darkness, walking, dwelling, living in a spiritual darkness. And the shepherds, they were staying focused. They were watching over their sheep, tending to them, making them safe. The shepherds could be like many people today, well-meaning people, trying to do their best. They're diligently caring for their sheep, whatever that may look like, doing what they need to do, yet they are spiritually lost. They're floundering around in the darkness. They need the light of Christ in their lives, and that is what happened to the shepherds. The angel and heavenly hosts, they appeared, and they lit up the sky with God's glory. The light wasn't from the angels, but it was the glory of the Lord that shone around them. They were engulfed in the light of God's glory. They were told the good tidings of great joy. The announcement of Jesus' birth was not just for the shepherds, not just for kings, not for the religious, not for the wealthy, but for all people. The greatest news ever given. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Notice those titles, Savior, Christ, and Lord. The Savior, the one who will save his people from their sins. The Christ, which is Greek for the Messiah. Again, the one who will deliver his people from sin. And Lord, the King of kings and Lord of lords, the one who will rule with justice and righteousness. As John would write in his gospel, the light of the world, John 1, 4 and 5, in him was life, and life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Now what does this mean for us? How does man react to the light of Christ in the world today? Well, listen to another story from AsiaLink. Two feeding centers in Mongolia were founded out of a social and economic need created by the fall, the split of the Soviet Union in 1992. The country was in chaos. Family life began to break down. as poverty became a normal part of the lives of a lot of Mongolians. Work was hard to find and resulted in increased cases of divorce and family breakdown. Children were left to fend for themselves on the streets of the cities, and others made their way to landfill sites in the city boundaries where they could scavenge for food, and even some lived down in the sewers. That's the pictures here. One Mongolian pastor and his wife saw a need for the church to become involved in providing meals for these children. They began by cooking food and dividing it up into small plastic bags, which after Sunday worship, along with their children, they would deliver to these children. They would take a guitar and sing to the kids as they ate, sharing the gospel with them and telling them Bible stories. Wintertime made the feeding program difficult, and by 2006, the pastor recognized that there was a need for a building to which children could be invited to receive food and share a little warmth and shelter. The first feeding center was built right next door to the landfill and fed around 13 children. Now there are two feeding centers which feed over 100 children daily. God has expanded this ministry, and they have seen lives changed and transformed by the love of God. And one life was Batar, who was a member of a street gang. On one occasion, he was being chased by a rival gang who were trying to beat him up. And the feeding center, which was close by the church, was open, and some children had come along for food. They were sitting around listening to a gospel message. Well, he ran in the open door, and he sat down in the circle with the other children, trying to blend in. And the gang followed him in, and they too sat down opposite him. And both parties were trying to blend in while keeping an eye on one another. And the leader, he gave them all some food, oblivious to what was happening. And Batar tried to eat as slowly as possible, and the rival gang eventually left after a couple of hours. And Batar became a regular visitor at the feeding center, and he came to know Jesus as his Savior. He befriended the gang who were trying to beat him up earlier, and they too became Christians, and they began to attend church. And today, years later, Batar is the leader and a preacher in the feeding center, and other gang members are now working to serve the Lord as a team. Now they chase souls for Jesus, and Batar disciples and cares for children who are just like he was that day that he found refuge in the feeding center. Batar became a Christian. A young man who was running and dwelling in the darkness of this world, yet his life changed by the light of Christ. Those who were chasing after him were also changed by Christ. Not only did they respond to the gospel message, but they started telling others. They are all chasing souls for Christ. Well, what did the shepherds do? Later in Luke 2, it says, when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child, and all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. They were rejoicing. They returned to their sheep, glorifying and praising God, telling everyone they met. They no longer were walking and dwelling in the darkness, but now in the light of Christ, the glory of the Lord, their hearts full of the great joy given to them by God. That joy is the gift of eternal life, offered to everyone who will believe. And I pray that this Christmas season of 2024, all can say that they no longer walk and dwell in the darkness, but in the light of Jesus Christ, and to be full of the joy of the Lord. And I pray that we all who do believe and have accepted Christ as Savior would be like Batar, who continued to chase souls for Christ instead of being chased by a gang and being chased out of fear. He was chasing other souls out of love for Christ because of the love that Christ gave him. That would be a great Christmas gift to give to someone. Merry Christmas.